That's pretty good. All right, Knight Rider, crank it up here. I think, wait, is this it? Here. Joining us now from, and I'm pretty sure this is him, because I just, I think Rick is with us. Is that Rick? Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're over at the NAIAS. Do you get a badge that says that, or what do you carry with you so they know that you're supposed to be there? Do you...
No, I got a badge that says my name and the station's name, and then they say, come on in.
Excellent. Now, I'm playing a little of the Knight Rider theme. We all knew we grew up with Kit, this car that could talk, that could tell us, you know, could show up when we're in need, like Lassie would come to save us. Have you seen anything with cool lights? Because, you know, a lot of times you see cars go down the road and there's different lights, their taillights do different things. Anything as far as the safety issues or lights that are kind of impressing you here at this this event?
Literally just about everything, guys. I'll tell you, this is the last day of the Detroit Auto Show. The charity night is tonight, but you're talking about lights. It goes, like you said, from the front of the car, the LED lights and the headlights. It carries on the inside just all kinds of fancy displays, screens, infotainment screens. Chevrolet's bringing a 4G LTE to their infotainment screens, displays on the car. There's lights, I mean, lights everywhere. There's even one subsidiary company out there, and they have glasses, and it's like a Google Glass with a camera on it, and you just give it voice prompts, and it starts recording and displays all kinds of stuff that only you can see while you're wearing the glasses. So it takes that Kit Knight Rider to a whole new level.
Rick, in recent years, we've heard about cars that have the ability to park themselves, and now we're hearing about cars that may be able to drive themselves. What have you seen there?
All kinds of that type of stuff, of driving yourself, also adaptive cruise control for safety. There's a big, big company out here, Denso, that just invested an additional $10 million in Michigan and another $55 million in Tennessee. Together, they're going to bring over 300 more jobs in this type of safety technology, from self-driving, making sure that if you're not seeing the car slowing down, in front of you, the computer's going to do it for you automatically. I mean, just amazing, amazing technologies. And what's great about this Detroit show, as we were talking earlier in the week, this is stuff and all the technology and all the show cars that you've ever wanted to see at an auto show. You could see it, touch it, feel it, the demonstrations. There's, I sent you some of the pictures where you actually sit in some of the driving simulators, and there's a bunch of those throughout the show that you're allowed to get in and participate absolutely free.
Rick, Bruce and I talked earlier about how this is day 5 of Media Week.
Yes.
Do you really need 5 days?
Well, I'll tell you what, the manufacturers have done their due diligence as far as giving us the warm and fuzzy, so we talk about their product, and I'm talking from not only the displays, the information that they give us, but I've been eating real well. You know, all kinds of nice chicken and rice and fruit and great cookies and muffins, and I like to eat.
What about pens, free pens, bags, things like that? What kind of tchotchke things are you getting along the way?
Well, actually, they were, you know, it's funny you mention that. You know, some of the media members were a little disgruntled because now when you go up to some of the different manufacturers to get some of those nice little things, you know, Chrysler is doing a neat little story booklet with their minivan that they debuted, and that tells a great story and really was a nice presentation. But a lot of them are just giving you a postcard and say, here, go to our website and download our digital stuff. So a lot of the little trinket stuff is kind of going away. But overall at this show, as we talked about on Tuesday, I think this is kind of to rejuvenate your youth. And you'll see that most of the manufacturers and most of the concept cars and the debuts are sports car oriented. I guess, why wait till you retire? I mean, you're talking, you know, Corvette Z06, the Kia GT4 Stinger, BMW with their M4 Coupe and their M3 sedan, that FT1 Toyota we talked about is really stealing the show from a concept standpoint. They're talking about that being the next Supra. Porsche 911 Target Top, it's the first ever powered Target Top, where, you know, you have like that full glass, not a T-top, and you would take it out and get out and put it in the back. This actually pushes a button, has the power glass hatch open, the Target Top lifts up, goes back into the back, still retaining your B-pillar, so it's not quite a convertible, but operates like one. That's outstanding. VW, their Beetle Dune concept is crazy. Lexus has a concept. Nissan has a great-looking sports sedan, and they don't even have a name for it. They just call it sports sedan concept, but it's outstanding. And, of course, we can't forget about the 50th anniversary for Mustang. They have so many on display that you can sit in, touch, and feel. Their convertible is now going to have the fastest operating power convertible top in the business. and that'll operate in 7 seconds up or down. You can go up to 5 miles an hour with that. Compared to a Corvette Stingray, we actually can be moving 30 miles an hour and still operate the convertible top. But the Mustang's going to offer you guys three engines, a 5-liter V8 at 420 horse, a 3.7 V6 at 300, and a new engine. It's a turbocharged four-cylinder, a 2.3-liter EcoBoost at 305 horsepower.
Okay, EcoBoost. Are there many alternative fuel vehicles? Is that much of a deal right now, looking at cars?
Oh, absolutely. They're trying to instill the fun, the power, but still economy is always the focus at these auto shows.
Rick, do you remember the first auto show you went to in Detroit, and how has it changed over the years?
I think the displays are nicer. Again, there's more hands-on for the consumer, you know, getting into more cars on the show. In fact, there's more cars here now from each manufacturer that weren't even here on Monday and Tuesday. So the public's in for a real treat. A lot more cars, open, get in, enjoy them. Things that you probably never thought you could sit in, you can sit in here in Detroit. So quite outstanding. So, yeah, nicer displays and just more of it and more technology, more involvement with the customers that are just walking around looking at the cars.
We're talking with our Rick Conti. And, Rick, I know you've made your mark with Corvettes over the years. What was the very first car you ever bought?
Do I have to be honest?
Sure.
It was a Mustang.
Me too. Well, yeah, me too. First car I ever bought was
used Mustang. Black. It had that gold and red down the side. It was a T-top car. Bought it and sold it for twice what I paid for it a year later. And then it's the only Ford I've ever owned.
Wow. I think mine
was... Here's some breaking news for Ohio as well. Tesla, everybody was kind of anticipating with Tesla that they were going to announce a Model X SUV that's kind of been in the works, and they kind of put that on the back burner right now. They're really going to focus on adding more stations, and their goal is that you'll be able to drive across the country in their product absolutely free. Ohio is getting two charging stations, one that opens up this week in Maumee, and in a couple of weeks another one will be opening up in Macedonia.
Well, again, you say this opens up to the public now, so you got to get out of the way. Otherwise, the stampede will, won't make it back to Ohio. But we appreciate your time out there and getting us the pictures we've posted on our website and also giving us kind of an up-close and personal insight into what's been going on. Rick Conti, thanks for sharing much time from the North America International Auto Show in Detroit, Michigan. Appreciate your time.
Let those dreams begin, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.